Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you this morning for your many blessings on us. We thank you for waking all us in our right mind, and we are so grateful to be on the land of the living one more day. So we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, as we gather here morning after morning to give you thanks and to praise you on Unity Without Walls, we ask that the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us. Open our minds and our heart to receive from your manservant. Father, we ask you right now to touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And I pray that whatever you lay on his heart to impart on us, that it may not just go through one ears and come out through the other, but it may lodge in our heart, that we may go out and tell others about your goodness and your grace and your mercy and bring souls to Christ. So we give you thanks right now as receive from your manservant. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And the privilege is mine this morning to introduce none other than our beloved Pastor Michael Samney. He's no stranger to us now on Unity Without Walls. He's a father, he's a husband. He is from that beautiful country of Nigeria.
Wow. I know you want to.
And we all get to love him, and he always bring a word that we have to say, wow. So I trust and I pray that this morning, Pastor Sammy is giving us another haha moment this Friday morning. So let us open our heart to receive from our manservant, Pastor Michael Sam.
Thank you, Sister Ivy. Thank you, Bishop Dr. T. Happy birthday. So I'm still expecting my cake. Hallelujah. So you can't eat it all alone. And good morning, everyone in Unity Without War. We thank God for this beautiful day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be happy and be glad in it. Every day is the day of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for another beautiful time in your presence. Father, Lord, this morning, we thank you for giving us the gift of life. It is not by our power, but our might, but by your grace, O Lord. So many people slept last night, but this morning they couldn't wake up. Some woke up in so many pains, but God, you woke up off, we are healed and healthy. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Once again, we are to dine with you, Lord. Open up us to know you more. We want to know you more. Reveal yourself to us in your word. Oh, circumcise our hearts. Give us that eyes, the inner eyes to see you, to know you, and open our inner ears to hear your word. And so, and let us be the dwell of the world. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Good morning once again. We thank God for another time in his presence. Today, we want to look at, for every vision that God has given us, there's always a provision. God provision for all visions. So if we have a vision that is not working, we need to look at what the vision is all about. How do we get the vision? So we want to, I'm not going to be defining visions and other things, but I would just, because I know I'm talking to men of God, so I know what we're just doing is a reminder to just wake us up again to see things we need to see anew in the word of God. So provisions of God in all the visions that we have. So God has made everything beautiful in his time. Before the creation of man, God has made provision from the beginning, even before man was created. And I will start from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1, we have to desire, but God has to fulfill it. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 1. Sorry. The plans, I'm reading Amplified Version. The plans and reflection of the heart belongs to man. It is for us to dream. It is for us to catch the vision. It is for us to have a big dreams according to the will of God. And that the part B of this, that, but the wise answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And let us look at the same verse in King James. At least that is King James. The preparation of the earth is in man, and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. So that means that the vision has answer from the Lord. And if our visions has answer from the Lord, then that means that there is a provision for all visions. There is provisions for all visions. There's no visions that God has enacted, that has given unto you, that he has not provided for from the beginning. How do we know that? How do we know that God has made provisions? How do we know that God has done it for us? Even before you catch the vision, before he called Jeremiah, before he called all other people, he has made a provision for what they are going to do if eventually they catch the vision of God and not their own vision. Let us look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 3 and see what God says there. And then from there, we now look at verse 4a. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, not just one, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Then let us look at that 4a. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. And the provision has been there. Blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. He has blessed us with what? With all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And if we have this one, these heavenly blessings, why are we not having the corresponding physical blessings on this world? We want to look at one or two things. May God help us in Jesus' name. So let us see. He said that, and Jesus said, if we ask according to his will, he will answer us. And 1 John told us that if we ask according to God's will, and if we ask what are the wills of God, how do we look for the wills of God, how do we catch the vision, how do we see the vision itself? Are we looking at other people's vision and then we become frustrated along the road? Are we running after other people's vision and then we are getting tired along the road? Are we seeing people's, this man of God or this woman of God is doing it this way and is doing it mightily, and we believe, let me see what he's doing. Let me see what he's doing and make, so that I can do what I can. Maybe I will replicate what this man of God or woman of God is doing. That is why we are frustrated, and that is why we are not getting it done. And when we strive, we fasted, we've prayed, and we've done so many things, and the answer is not coming in, and we think, maybe God is not answering this. But the truth is this: if that vision that you are having is of the Lord, before he will even give you the vision, he has already made the provision for it. We are not to run for provision. We're going to look at that. It is our own responsibility to catch the vision of God. It is the responsibility of God to make provision for his vision. I'm going to repeat that again. It is our responsibility to catch the vision of God. It is God's responsibility to make provisions for the vision. If we are running after provision, that is, we are looking for addition instead of the commission. If we are looking for the addition instead of looking at the commission, we are going to be frustrated. How do we catch the vision? how do we get the vision of God concerning us? And then we are going to look at what are we going to get when we catch the vision of God. What is God even going to give unto us? We are very good with Habakkuk. The book of Habakkuk chapter 2 gave us one of the fundamental ways of catching the vision of God concerning us. Let us look at the book of Habakkuk chapter 2. And from there, we now move forward. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1. Habakkuk chapter 2. So when we see what Habakkuk did, then we know how to catch the vision first. Then what do we need to do? Everything we have there. He said that I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and we watch to see what he will say unto me. That is the first thing. Preparation to catch the vision of God concerning any project. These things work for everything, for healing, for our ministry, for our calling. We need to first catch it from the way of the Lord, not what we see other people doing. Then we think we can be like, I can be like Bishop. Oh, platinum, older. I want to do like Dr. Time. I want to do like, see, we can aspire to do like, but we can get to do it if we catch the vision of God concerning us. We can even surpass them if we walk according to the vision of God, in line with what he has given unto us. They are walking according to the vision of God that he has given unto them to move straight along that course line. But if you walk according, because that vision of God that is going to give to you is going to be according to some gift that he has deposited in you, and you'll be able to do it without stress, without even stressing yourself. And you can, two people can run the same race in different form, and they will see I'm get the same thing, because each of them will be running according to what God has given unto them, and they will arrive. Some prophets, some apostles, some teacher, but for the edification, for lifting up, for giving God the glory. But we all arrive at, but when we catch that vision, and that is what said that I will watch what he will say unto me. First, getting the vision, catching the vision from God. And what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me. That is it. God now came down to give it what he needs to run with. What is the particular thing that he needs to work with? That thing. So I want to get this. How do I get it? We move closer to God in a way of what? Asking him, what do I need to do? Jesus Christ, we withdraw from his people every morning to go and ask God, what is the vision for today? What is the mission for today? What am I going to do today? And as soon as he will come back and meet his people, there will be one thing for him to solve. And he has just gotten the solution before that thing arrived. And he will just go. And that is it. Before we can run at any purpose, we must first catch the vision of God concerning that purpose. Hallelujah. Because for every vision that is going to give unto us, he has already given us the spiritual blessing of that vision is already in place. The physical blessing is what is not necessary, which is where our path comes in. Hallelujah. Then we're going to look at that. So he said that, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. First thing, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that read it. For this vision is for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Run. That is the second stage. He said that we should run with the vision. The vision of God that he has given to every one of us, if you catch it from this way, that is, if we work on asking him, what is your vision concerning this issue? What am I supposed to do concerning this thing? And if God laid it upon us that this is what you need to do, number one, we need to write it down. There is always a seal when we write something down, especially when we take anything from God. Because our mind, some people say that I have it on my head. I'm telling you, when something happens, what you have on your head will fly away. When you are being challenged, so many things will fly from our head. But sometimes we have so many things that is going to crop up during the day. But if you write it down, you can, even when you have forgotten it, when you look at where you wrote the vision, it will come alive in you. Everything we put down on a paper is always very authentic. If all this word of God we are reading today is not written down, somebody put it in his head and said that it's on my head, how do we know the mind of God? How do we know how to act? How do we know what we need to do? And that is the purpose of penning it, putting it on the paper, so that you can run. You will run with what is written according to what God has given unto us. Hallelujah. So if now we have the purpose, we have his vision, why are we not getting the provision? Why, if catch the vision of God, why is the provision not there? Hallelujah. So the provision is there because he said, in the heavenly places I have blessed you. Every vision that God is giving unto us, it will first appear in the spiritual realm. They are all the visions are all in the spiritual realm. And to bring it into a physical manifestation, that is when we need to what? To start working on the vision. Number one thing you need to understand is, if you have a vision, God will not give you a vision that will not surpass what you have presently. If what you have now is you think is a vision of God, it's not a vision. God will give you something that will beat you out, that you can, your resources, your physical resources cannot comprehend it, cannot work with it. So you need to rely on the provider of the vision to make a pro for the vision, to give you that thing that he has in mind. And that is where the stretching, that is where the coming of the vision come into place. Sometimes we got the vision of having a very big things for God, and our problem is that, hey, will this thing work? We start working on how will it work, and we start giving ourselves stress on how to make the things work. It is not for us. What is for us is to see the vision, and then if we can see the vision as God has laid it on us, and we abide by the vision, we take hold of the vision, then something will happen. And that is what God said to us. Most of the time, when we are supposed to stay on the vision of God, we are running after the provision. When we are supposed, God said that run with it, it will surely come. Though it tarries, you keep on walking with it. And God said it will surely come. If we what? We stay at the vision. We keep on seeing the vision. We keep on talking about the vision. And that is why when that revelation of that Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 said that the word of the tongues will be answered by God. If we keep on doing what? Confessing. If we keep on getting into that vision and talking to God according to what he said, according to what he told us concerning the vision, and we keep on affirming it, that is the power of the tongue. Saying the vision, the provision is not yours, it's God. But if we just leave the vision, then we are going to get tired. But you said that you keep on affirming it, and that is where the book of the Lord shall not depart out of your mouth, thou shalt meditate day in and out. And it's same thing. If the word of God that is written, we need to meditate day and night on it. likewise, the vision of God, the vision that God, that God has given unto you, for you. Let's look at that scripture very well. That's first Joshua 1:8. That it is when we meditate on the word of God day and night, then we make our way prosperous. And the vision you have received from God is what is from God. So you see the same word of God that he has given unto you. And now we just put it there and we are running after the provision. He said, no, what we need to meditate on is the vision itself. Day and night. The more we look at what God said, the more we keep on seeing the big picture, the more we keep on having it in the morning and at night, the more we stay embedded, glued into that vision, then you will see that the manifestation of the provision will come. Because this vision is already in place in the heavenly places. But for the physical manifestation, it needs you and me to live the vision. To live the vision as if it has happened. To live the vision, to stay in the vision. And that is the purpose of saying that we should meditate in the word day and night. That is, we should have that word living in us. And the word became man and live among them. Are we just looking at the figurative word of that? Until the word become part of us. That is when it lives inside us. That is become ourselves. That is become the word itself. It's not the one we have on our head that works, but the one that has been ingrained into us, into our system. It becomes what we act on. And that is the same thing as when we have the vision of God. When we have it, and then he said that we are going to be living. When we stay glued into it, we stay glued into the vision, we will see that it will start giving us ways and how to bring it out, to bring it first unto us. What visions are we catching? Are we catching the vision from God, or we are catching the vision of man? If you catch the vision of man, you are going to be struggling. You are going to be fighting. You are going to be going through so many things. But if you catch the vision of God, it is not yours for the provision. It is God. He said he will fulfill the word of the tongue. Yours is to what? To have the big dreams and living in you. You keep on seeing the vision of God. You keep on seeing the vision of God. You keep on seeing the vision of God. And as soon as we keep on seeing it, then you see that the provision will be made manifested unto us by God. It is not we are not to run. That's why that we have it. We have it already. If the vision is from God. And that is what our Lord Jesus was telling us. In Mark 11:23. Let's read Mark 11:23. Then we'll now go to what God himself said. What are we going to? What we should be looking for when we catch the vision of God? Because most of the time, that is the area we missed it. We are looking for something different from what God says. Let us look at that Mark 11. Mark 11, 23. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version. Mark 11, verse 23. The Amplified versions give it this way. I assured you, and most solemnly say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, in God, that is doubting is in, that is in God's unlimited. When you doubt, that means that you have already forgotten about God's unlimited power. In God's unlimited power, but believe that what he says is going to take place, it will be done for him in accordance with God's will. That means that before we even ask, we must first catch the vision of God. Then when we not say it, when we claim it, when we keep on talking about the vision, not about the provision, about the vision, when we keep on saying this is what God says, and we claim it, we discuss it among our team, if it is a team vision or if it's a church vision, you make sure that they all live the vision, not somebody having another thing. But if the vision comes into the head of everybody, you will see that the provision will come by itself. And how do we get the provision? What will bring on the provision? Most of the time we are looking for provision on the physical form, but what God says according to his word is not just a physical thing that we are going to get in the beginning. It is, we are going to get something, and that will lead us to having a corresponding physical manifestation, because what we are asking for is already in the spiritual. So we need the spiritual to bring the spiritual down. We cannot use physical, we have to use the spiritual, and that is the word and the thought. And let us look at what God says to us in Jeremiah chapter 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. We want to see how God put this word, and we want to see how we are looking at it. I'll first read the Amplified version, and then I read King James. Said, "For I know," that is from the Amplified, "for I know the plans," that's number one, "and thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. I know the plans and thoughts," that is what God says. Plans, that is when we catch the vision, "and thoughts," that is what we are going to get. Hallelujah. "Thoughts that I have for you." Oh, and he said that his plan for peace, well-being, and not for disaster. Let's look at it in King James. Let's look at it in King James and see what it says there too. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end." What is this word telling us? This is where we miss the old graph. When we catch the vision of God, what we should be expecting to bring the supernatural into the natural is thoughts or ideas. We are always praying we are looking for physical manifestation. We pray now, we don't catch, we don't wait. We always look for the physical, that this is what I need to go and do. We just pray now, and the next moment we step out. No. He said that "I know the money I have towards you. I know the goods I have." He said, "I know the thoughts I think towards you." So that means that if we need to bring a vision of God, the plan of God, to a physical manifestation, we need to catch the thoughts of God. It's the thoughts of God that brings down the plans of God. And how? God will engrave in you an idea. Something, God will just pick a word from his word, and that is what you need to run with. When you walk with the thoughts of God, the idea that he will manifest inside of you, then you will not take action on that. When you take the action, you will discover that, oh, sometimes God will minister a single thought, a thought that doesn't even have a correlation to your human mind, that this is what you need to do. And if you eventually take a step of faith, because what will make the vision of God work is our faith. When you take a step of faith on the thoughts of God, then you will see that when you work on that thought, it will give you the answer, the physical manifestation. The physical manifestation of bringing the spiritual down is in the thoughts of God. We catch an idea. What are the things we need revelation on? Is it our health? You only need an idea of God. You need the thought of God. God can tell you, can you call so person? When you receive that thought and you follow that word, you will see that the person that God refers you to has an answer to what you are looking for. You will see that if it is, even if it's a plan that we are looking for, what we get from God is thoughts, an idea of what to do. God will, we want to see, we always look at, we take it in the backwards sequence. If we don't see the vision, the thought of God, that's the plans, and the thoughts will follow. The thought will be, why don't you go and do this? Why don't you do this? Why don't you meet me in 3 days fasting and prayer? Why don't you just separate yourself? Don't go out today. These are the thoughts that will make the physical manifestation of the word of God to come into light if we work on, we act on it. Not on when we put ideas of human beings together. Maybe if the vision is something that has to do with man's idea, it can, if man's vision, it can work. But if it is, if it's God's vision, what God says, that the thoughts that are towards you, that is, if you can only catch that thought, my plan will work for you. If you can only catch the thoughts, is the spiritual is embedded in the thought of God. So when we now act with faith towards that thought, take the thoughts and work on it, ideas or whatever we want to call it, if you now take a step of faith on that, you will see the physical manifestation. But if we are working, looking for the physical, because we are praying for a thing now, and we did not wait for the thoughts. What is your thoughts? What is the idea that needs to go with these things? Because it works with those ideas. It works in our mind. When we read the word of God, and say that is how what we make us to be prosperous and have good success. What you are only going to get is an idea. God will give you thoughts from his word. Do it this way. And if you take a step, you will see that those words that he has said is the one that will manifest the vision. Not the one we have thought about by ourselves. And when we now put it together and say, oh, God revealed unto me, this is the thought of God concerning this provision, this vision, you will see that the provision is there. He said, go and multiply, be fruitful. We are carrying it from the scripture. It has been there from the beginning. But to make it work, the provision of God is in the thought of God. If we can only look for that thought, that single thought, that we make the vision to work, then it will work. What we should run after in our vision of God, that God has given unto us, what is the mind of God concerning this vision? And he will give you the thoughts. This is my thoughts. And that is what he said there. He said that, I know the thought I think towards you. That thought is what we should run to. It, when we catch that thought is what will fulfill the vision of God. Then we what? Fulfill every provision that God has given us the vision on. And God is talking to you today, talking to me today. Are you catching the revelation in the world? Are you really running after the provision? Or you are running with the vision of God? Acting for the thoughts, his thoughts towards you. What is the thoughts towards that thing? What is God's thought towards my health? What is God's thought towards my home? What is the thought, God's thought towards my family? What is the God's thought towards my ministry? If you catch that, what is God's thought towards my business? If you can only just hold on to that thought, is the thought that will bring the physical manifestation, and the provision will be there. We don't need to run after the provision, but say run with the vision and catch the thought of God. As we do this, I pray that God in his infinite mercy will give us that word, and he sent his word, and he healed them and take them from all their diseases. That is it. Catching the word, the thought of God, will make your vision to have a provision. Good morning, everyone, in Jesus' name. Amen.